This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, it's been a very busy week here in Washington. You know, you had Congress coming back in for a couple different votes, both the House and the Senate. So the Capitol Steps not even getting a chance to breathe here during the summer recess. And then, of course, you've got all sorts of other developments that the cable news channels seem to think are very important, although I'm not sure the rest of the world does, like the flipped-out flight attendant and Levi Johnston running for mayor. So,
yeah, can you imagine two less interesting stories than those that have dominated the headlines for a couple days?
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, it's funny you say Congress came back. Now, I mean, we've had horrible storms around here. I didn't know it was maybe something biblical about Congress coming back to town.
I think everyone needs a break. I think that's the message from those storms.
Absolutely.
To be sure. But, you know, Congress, of course, taking a lot of heat in the public opinion polls. Nobody seems to think Congress is doing a very good job, or very few people anyway. And it wasn't that long ago, Mark, that some major corporations in America were feeling that same heat, although they seem to be doing a little bit better now, and especially the automakers. GM still owes you and me and about 300 million other people a whole lot of money, but at least they turned a profit last quarter.
Yeah, first time in 6 years, apparently, they made a profit, and so they're on their way to at least paying back all us taxpayers for the helping hand.
Exactly. But, you know, as some rise, others may fall, and of course, the Japanese automakers have taken a hit recently, thanks to all that attention to some of the problems with the Toyota systems.
Absolutely, and I think that leads into our next little ditty here, which is basically being explained by a couple Japanese automakers.
Here we go.
Hello. I am a representative of Toyota. I am here to read brief statement. Please excuse my English. It's not, how you say, good. We are doing everything we can to make our cars quickly accelerating. Problems go away. We cannot brake. Our customers trust. Because it means so much to us. We are experiencing a huge crash. Course on how to regain your confidence. And of course, we are always standing behind our cars. So now I will bring out some of my fellow car manufacturers, and they will help me with a riddle song.
Since we are alarmed and our safety issues were found out, the future of Japanese automakers is in doubt.
But Honda, we know for sure, our brakes are not so poor.
You got to help me, Honda, get our pedal off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow. Help me, Honda, help me, Honda.
Hey, Isuzu, we want to schmooze you.
Help me, Mazda, help me, Mazda.
Mitsubishi, give us a strategy.
Help Toyota, please help Toyota.
Subaru, we can't live without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah.
Or we're going to be poor.
Hey, fellas, I'm from over there at Honda, and I'm telling you, we got big problems of our own. Yeah, we got the airbags popping out like Janet Jackson at a Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, maybe we should combine our products with American ones.
I like it. Just think of the possibilities if we combine our products with theirs.
Yes. Ford Edge and Toyota Tercel would become the Edsel.
No, we combine Honda CR-V with the Mercury Comet, come up with brand new CR Vomit.
Or we take Nissan Titan and Cadillac and get Titanic.
Oh, those are great ideas! Or maybe we could do what American manufacturers did a while ago.
Oh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Bow, 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 bow. Help us, Congress, help us, Congress. Help us, Congress, help us, Congress.
First payment of $200 billion.
Must take delivery by 14-10.
Terms are 1.079, 0% financing for the first 3 months, and right on firstborn male child for Peter Tandon's duet signing.
Help us, Congress, please.
Like you helped the big three.
Oh, Mark. Things not quite as gloomy as they were just a little while ago, but still not that great for a lot of these.
That is true.
Automakers.
Very true.
What else are you guys looking at these days?
Well, you know, we've always got problems at the borders. We've always got, you know, is there going to be another stimulus bill? We've got lots of things. You know, fortunately, these guys are always giving us plenty of material up here.
Yeah, and they only got about 80 days left till the midterm election. So
that's right.
Figure
that
out who's the craziest.
Interesting.
Yeah, figure out who's the craziest of the incumbents and the challengers, and you should have plenty of material.
Yeah, I think it'll prove once and for all that the only thing that the American public hates more than change is status quo, and vice versa.
Very good. Mark, as always, thrilled to be with you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, Master Impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, or you can get a copy of their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.